So the main justification. Now, what the Ramban says, nearly should be divrei kol hanisrael islami in tzor chinu lishmoy, she'al tzuis v'atroi uklav haksi v'atzmo dune shoye, she'arei, no, before. Da'afilu rav shim gamliel, ומשניקנו הם כתניקנו די אותו ימצור חיל ולשמור, אפילו אם את עצמי ימצור. ואפילו רבשים גם לי אומנו עם עצמי חולי, אלו משנדולר בלגוף ומה יצא לשמור, ולאב איבו דאוקץ, דולאב לא כמסיני הוא דוי בו איבוץ. So אלו איבו את כל דוב, what does it mean, you see, what does it mean, איבו את כל דוב? Because there are three kinds of איבודים in A of star. One is the איבוד of putting מלח, of salty. The second ibud consists of putting flour on it. The third ibud consists of ibuti, that means of cultivating it with certain chemicals, with gallnuts. So he says, according to Tanikame, so who says that even if it's not Neredushmo, still it is kosher, so because according to Tanikame, Ibud in general is not necessary. But even according to Rav Shim Gamliel, that Shaloi Mishmo, it's possible, so it only means, it doesn't mean that he has to be Na'avid and Vatotzi Mishmo. He means he has to be Na'avid, he would call the Mishmo. What he would call the Mishmo? He has to salt the Mishmo. When he puts salt on the Hai, so that has to be Mishmo. Alright. So the lab would open, the lab became soon with the boy inputs, and when he would call the Ulishmo, what requires him with a potzi? A thorough input, that's the clap. The clap of Tvil, the grill of Sivator, the grill of Sivator, or the Tuchsustes of Misuse, that requires a very elaborate, thorough input. In other words, ibut al the melach, ibut al the kemach, and ibut al the apotzi. But the ibud of the bati, even according to Rav Shim Gamliel, it requires a mishmo only the ibud of putting the melach on it, not the ibud of apotzi. So what requires ibud of apotzi, that is only the klal. The lav became similar with the ibud of apotzi, and the ibud called the mishmo. Hold it on the kamer, the rest of the mishmo, we tzorach klum, vizeu shemig lagim vaseitze, vano mitzvah, and why? The reason is why we're gaining more money, that we have to be me'abit lishmo, that's only a dritzel ramufcha. But al kutin we pass right to the kame, and mele, the ibud, according to the kame, so not only the ibud of the ritzuyas does not have to be lishmo. I mean, that even the ibud of the bati, the ibud of the bati, and even the ibud of the klofi, do not have to be lishmo, according to the kame. ורעי שלאור הכי אפשר מדויר, מנפיל עצמי נמי מירות, שמודדו בכל המשפון ישראל מצורכים ובשמות, שרוצו יסבק לא ירוקלה בקסיד העצמו לנשות, שערי כוסו בהם שם. So he says, that they all have the same steps, the club, and the tloye means the body, and the rituals. So, what do we see from that? We see that whereas according to the Mabala Moya, there is a basic distinction between the bati, the shin of the bati, and the dalet and the yud of the ritzuyas, even though, just as the shin shall tfilin is alach l'mishin sinai, so also, the dalet and the yud of the ritzuyas, tfilin shall osh, tfilin shall yad, are also alach l'mishin sinai, but there is a basic distinction, as Chazal explains the Rambam. So the Balamoya in the same way, that according to the Rambam, Balamoya, so Shin Shol Tvilin, it constitutes a Chalitz Din Ksar. So the male it comes with the Mizras HaKosov Mantia Tiras HaVishem Bipicho. Masherim came, the Dalet and the Yud. So there the Aluch HaMishim Sinai is only descriptive of the Tzure of the Kesha. But not that it has a Dinos. But the Shita of the Rambam is the same Aluch. The Shita of the Rambam here is that it's the Aluch HaMishim Sinai of Shin Shol Tvilin, and the Aluch HaMishim Sinai of the Dalet of the Kesha Shol Tvilin Shol Rosh, and the Yud of the Kesha of Tvilin Shol Yad is the same Aluch. In other words, not as Rav says in the Rambam, that the Daled is only descriptive of the Tzura of the Kesha, but it doesn't tell how it shakes out. From the Ramban it appears that just as the Sheen has the Chalon Shekhs out, so the Daled and the Yud also have the Chalon Shekhs out. So how about the Gemore in Shabbos that Kochres? So that's a Kashi against the Ramban. But that's the Sheet of the Ramban. Alright, I think we'll be clear, because it's a little late. Now I'll be giving a prayer now, a short prayer.
Based on Sukkot Yudzayin Kislev Hei Tov Shin Mem Aleph, November 25th, 1980,
Tuesday. But since he doesn't spell out, so it implies that the general rule applies. What's the general rule? Yochel Rambam Lochek Rabbi. That Allah is like Chachamim. That the Yibud does not have to be Lishma. The Yibud of Tfilah. And the Yibud of Tfilah is Shmuel. And the Reif himself passes like Shmuel. And the Tfilah subsistence has to be Lishma. And the Gemara says in Noches Abnu Beis, it annoys that the machlokes between Rabbi and Shmuel is whether also Nasis in Sheva or Ipsula. He's told in Machlaikes, Chachamim and Chachim Gamliel. So Rav, who says, also Nasis in Kshero, agrees with the Chachamim that Ibud does not have to be Lishmo. And Shmuel, who says that Nasisim is Psuo, agrees with the Chachim Gamliel, that it has to be Lishmo. Veichem Mizakish Dolor Mitre. So the question is, how can we Mizakish Dolor Mitre? The Efsher. שמפני שסוף מהגיד עם זר השואל, ושמאמינים שעקשינו מיני, הוכם מסוכי רבינו מתאים ועסקינו מקרוי העולים, את רק יונים עד הסוכי אפילו רבי לא מרב, ויהיו נע מעשיר לשמו בוהה. ורבי יהודה גוב ואומר משמי דרב, שנקקים מתנאים מצלינו חשקשירו, שנבע ועושו להם ציציס נבועס. We cannot say the way Rashi says, that if Rav is made it, that לכל הפוחס, the clear ציציס has to be לשמו. The clear ציציס has to be לשמו, because there is a memory. Of Rav in Noche, that even in Noche can be Tele, the Tzitzis. Out of the Boyasi, which more cloud, or even a night in Africa. So we see from this Ramban many, many Alochas, that the Ramban Shite is that Noche night in Africa is not just the Chisom, the Chetimtsi. Because being Tzitzis, a boy doesn't pay attention to what the Jew tells him. Because if that had been the Pshat in Gemara Yid, so then we could very readily distinguish between instructing a goy to write the get lishmo and instructing a goy to put in the chutim for the mitzvah of tzitzis. So if he's told you write the get lishmo, so he might not pay attention, because that's a difficult thing. I mean, to write the whole get lishmo, shema bal, shema yitzvah, shema yoshua. But if he tells him just put in the chutim, because we have a mitzvah, so in order you should be able to be kind of mitzvah, then the goy might do. But the Ramban Shite is like the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, that Nochadait Nafshikovet is not just a statement of fact. Even if we know for sure that the goy wrote every word in the get, Lishim Abal, Lishim Moisho, Lishim Hirashim, he is not ibahoche, he is not capable of affecting the Lishmo, of affecting the Lishmo in the get. Because Lishmo is a chalais in get. What does Lishmo mean? By writing it, by writing the get, Lishim Abal, Lishim Yishlo, Lishim Yishlo, he in effect reserves, he dedicates, he reserves the get for this woman to be divorced from her husband. So that is the chaleis din of Lishmo. So a goy, a nochri, is not a bachoche of affecting the Lishmo. And apparently the Ramban Shite is also that way. So the mele, if a nochri is al-pidin mufke of affecting the Lishmo, so is al-pidin mufke of affecting the Lishmo of Tlis Atzitzes also, even though Tlis Atzitzes is a simple act. Whereas Ksivas Aget is a complicated, is relatively a complicated egg. But if it's Mufke, it's Mufke. Alright? You know about it like Tachikon. Baku Yisrael El Gabo. Kibor Shere Kamil Vipas. Bokanami Yisrael El Gabo. Shoreya. Ushmami no Disu. Bale Kishmuel. Vain Lami Darshimu Mosrohem Yishoem. Yiru Eba. Kol Osrohem Achir Mitzrim. That Tzitzis Ha'agzuro is possible. El Osukya Lishmueli. Umaskinon. Because our living, Shan also the Makov didn't tazel, Lishin Hilko, I will be suited with Sivoche, Luiboya, Sia Lishmo. So, in other words, the Maskon of Gimori and Suki is according to the Rambam, that the Zazakos of the Talon didn't tazel, Lishin Hilko, didn't tazel of Lishin Hilko is only is a specific Zazakos. It's not a general Zazakos. It applies only to cities, to nothing else. אבל בסוגי מקסיבו אחר, הוא יבוא להסיר לשמוע. וממילא, פירנמי, כאילו למייסר לבורכו, דולו יקסיב בורכו, בעשיר כלל, לא יבין נגיד לשמוע, דימה ישנה ניסוק, ויאבו גם דיוס, ובקים נקיטה מולה. But the question is, if it's just a specific Zerzakosu that applies only to tzitzes, and nothing else according to Adjai Kule. So why does Gemara in Menachas Daf Mem Beis say that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is a machlekes at Anoyim? Is a machlekes at Anoyim? The machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rav Shimon Gamliel? So it takes us, so the Vavah Gavos is simply at Anoyim? Mishum, the Havet, Sfirole. Oh, so the answer is the Gemara in Menachas Daf Beis, when the Gemara says that the Rav will be Shmuel Tanoi, so accords with the Havamin of Gemara in Sukkah. Here the Havamin of Gemara in Sukkah was that there is a general principle of Lishim Chalipo. So the Gemara asked, my time will be Zila, but the Gemara's Teretz is, there is no general principle of Lishim Chalipo. It's only there's a Kosu, David Tzitzes, nothing for Atelek Bole. So when the Gemara says that the machlekes Rav and Shmuel is a machlekes Tanoim, is machlekes Rabbonon and Rashi Gamliel, that accords with the Havamin of the Gemara. That viewing Tazaloch is expressive of the general principle. So the Havas feeling is Shmuel, Lav Mishim Kodi, viewing Tazaloch of all. Eloho Adil Chola Mitzes, it's a general principle. Kiri Gesarotai Tachoch and Yikore, Umiyu Mifumasukun and Yohoche, Havi Yechiru Yemeima, Lerav, Vanei Tanoim. So, of course, according to Rav, we have to say that there is a machlekes Tanoim. That there is a machlekes Tanoim. Because, according to Rav says that Minasisin is Ksheo. Minasisin is Ksheo. So Rav couldn't explain his member Minasisin Ksheo. I'll leave the Rav Shimon Gamliel. How can he explain how the Rav Shimon Gamliel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even tefillin has to have the requires that the Yibud should be Lishmo. Even though by tefillin there is no Gzeras HaKosuf of Lishim Chayko. There is no possibility of a Gzeras HaKosuf of Lishim Chayko. So, by tefillin there is no Gzeras HaKosuf of Tasa L'cho. Where is there a possibility of Tasa L'cho which could be Darshan Lishim Chayko? That's by tzitzis. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that even tefillin requires the Yibud should be lishmo. So how does Rav Shimon Gamliel get such a halacha that tefillin, the Yibud, the Azmona has to be lishmo? How did he get it? Obviously, he gets it from the posik of Dilin Tazalecho. So the Meir advice, because there is no posik by tefillin itself that could be darshan. That way of Lishem Chayko. The only posik that could be darshan Lishem Chayko is Dilin Tazalecho. So Rav Shimon Gamliel obviously darshans the posik of Dilin Tazalecho Lishem Chayko. So, but he holds that there's a kosuv of Dilin Tazalecho Lishem Chayko that is mentioned by Tzitzes applies to Tfilin also. It's a kosuv of Dilin Tazalecho. But why then does Rav say also Nasisi Nikshayo? So Rav will have to say that that's exactly the reason as to why the Chachomim Achilik and Rav Shimon Gamliel, and they say, And they say that that Ibud of Tefillin does not have to be Lishmo. Why? Because they don't dalish the Gzeiras HaKosuv of Dilin Tazel of Hashem Chayfo. But Rav Shimon Gamliel must dalish the Posik of Dilin Tazel of Hashem Chayfo. And he applies it to Tefillin also. He applies it to Atzeret Kulei. So, the Gemara could have said, Vado gab de hozo mikim dikit anoyim shil isil shmul ab mishu kod din tasu lochom bo. Elo adu lochol ab mitzik is klau dain hoche. Mi kore, umi u mifu mas kone de hoche. That there is a special zer sakosot, a specific zer sakosot. Gabi tzitzes, that does not apply to suke or to any other mitzves. Havi chilu nima li rabad et anoyim. According to Rav, we can't help but to say that Rav Shimon Gamliel does darshu the posik of Dilin Tasa L'Chomishim Chaycho. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the same posik that is mentioned in Gabi Tzitzes applies to you also. But Mishmuel Omolov, I'm not down Rav Yudh Rabbonon. We have a Gamliel. But the Rabbonon say, only by Tzitzes there is Yitzhak L'Chomishim Chaycho. But it doesn't apply to Kolater Kosh. We have a Gamliel Messiah also Moche. וכיב נעשי קנה הוכה נשאר את ציטי שם דרובה בו רחמונה בהן אפילו לשמו אבל ראי חייב לא ירובה לא יבין נעשי לשמו ואני טעים לסוכה ממילי אבינון לשמו לא אומר אפילו רבונון ואדון לקרוא לב נקטינון יוכה דרב מלוכה כרבי ולסה לו דרבשים גם לי. This is how he explains the sheet of the Reef, that the Reef paskins like Rabbonon, and the Reef paskins like Rabbonon, and that the Reef explains the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that the machlekes between Abai and Rove is the same machlekes as between Rabbon and Rabshim Gamliel. So the Reef, according to Ramban, will explain it on the basis of Rashi's explanation. In other words, that Abai, who says Hazmone Milse, so Mela Hazmone has Echshives. If it has Echshives, it has to be Lishmo. It has to be Lishmo. So that is Rabshim Gamliel. That's why he says Ibut has to be Lishmo. And the Chachomi, who say Ibut, that film does not have to be Lishmo. So they hold that Azmone Lam Milse. So the Mele, Ibut has no Chshives. If it has no Chshives, it doesn't have to be Lishmo. And we pass him like Chove. So the Mele, we pass him like Chachomi. ובין ידיעי של השם דבר אמרו יוזר מחליק רבשים גם לרבון מצוי סביר אין נוחם ויחילו מלאים הר שהוא שיבוש במו דבר מו יעשה את זה למחליק כי ביטוי רבשים גם ליון רבונון deals with the מחליק כי ביטוי רבשים גם ליון רבונון deals by ביטוי סביר Mashein came by the club of Tefillin, so even the Rabbonon of Rabshim Gamliel made it that it has to be Lishmo. And the Ramban was midayik from the Ramoyeh, that inasmuch as the Ramoyeh mentions that the Machlekes is in connection with Mitzuyes, that in connection with the Rabbati, the Ramoyeh Shite, that there are two the Rabbonon of Rabshim Gamliel made it. That the Yibut has to be Mishmo. Only the Rabbonon of Rabshim Gamliel only say that the Ritzuyes, the Yibut of the Ritzuyes does not have to be Mishmo. So, Machlei Rabshim Gamliel Ritzuyes Tfilu Lein Enochet V'yechilu Lein Obey Yishu Yishim Mishbomo Sha'al Ritzuyes Lulisko B'chol Yisem Praise. Because where does the Praise mention Ritzuyes? Hitler tell him. Beyot, 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 Psyllum. Rabshim Gamliel in a afilu eir behim okshayro psueis ache yabdim lishmo. But Gimora doesn't mention, the Braise doesn't mention ritzueis. So, and the Balmoya still say was ibdoi losh yochi. If it's ibdoi losh yochi, so it modifies, it applies to the eir tali. Eir tali, that means eir abati. So he said, "Shem Shem Shem Mitzvus Nisqolis of Raisa, El Dibim Mishigeres, Achal Kishaloi Yibdom Mishmo." In the plural, the actually Yabdom Mishmo, that film Gufayikoy, Ul Dibriyam Yisqolis of Yibdom Kishigeres, Achal Kim in singular, Shem Yibdom Mishmo, so then it modifies Irtali. What's Irtali? Irtali means the Rabati. the ira with which you wrapped up the parshas. Actually, I'm the new, not here, I'm done. I am now recording, hey, you are with you, go find it, I recall. Wenn ich doch leben allein, kiek allein, ihr wehen und schäfe ist, wie auch ein bisschen über das Film nicht mehr. Film man dich auch schmeiert, die Preise sind den Menschen. Film. Wie tun wir bei AVP, wie kochst du nicht, denn ich muss auch schon dann dir, du bist nicht schaffe. Und wie schon, die kann man dir, die kann man dir erzählen, die zur Film nicht mehr, auch für die Arzt wehen und so. So, hier der Ramban agrees with the Shittes Ramban. The Shittes Ramban is, the Shittes Ramban is, the day Rabati, the Eved, even if it was not Misabit altogether, even if it's Osimat, in other words, it wasn't classes in any way, it wasn't classes by means of putting salt on it. So it's called Matzo. Even if the Rabati was a Matzo, it wasn't cultivated in classes by putting salt on it. So it's also kosher. It's also kosher. After you're not doing so, that you're actually a real nominee matzakur, and we should learn the good of my Zishmon, we love you with the opiates. And even according to Rabshim Gamliel, it doesn't mean that the Ibut or the opiates or the apitzi go not, so should you wish more. Because that even Rabshim Gamliel be made, that it doesn't have to be, it doesn't require the Ibut of apotzim. In other words, there are three Ibut. The Ibut of putting salt on the air, the ibud of putting flour on the air, and then the ibud of using gonads, a potzi, on the air. So the love ibud opens, the love mocking sibul with the boy ibud, and the ibud called on Mishmo, holy tiny canvas on Mishmo, which all of whom, visession ibu again, lasses the ibud mitzvah, the ibud mitzvah. That's only a mitzvah namufchel that again more introduced the practice that we should do it. We hold the Sadhviraya Shina Wachet of Shina Wachet. Beinian Tfil Atzme, then he says, Umeinian Tfil Atzme, Nami Mirali, Shal Yidivri Kolan Yishoyes Nami, In Tzorech Yidu Rishmo, Shal Atzues Vakitale Vakitale Atzme Dine Shobe, Shal Iksiv Vem Shem. The Baramoya distinguishes between Ritzues. He distinguishes between the Ritzues on one hand, and the Rabati, and the Klav on the other. Well, this is how the Ramban understands the Balamoya, even though the Balamoya doesn't spell it out explicitly, that the Rabati also requires Ibut, Ibn Alibe, the Rabban of Shem Gamliel. But it's much more that way. And that's the way the Ramban understood the Balamoya. So the Balamoya distinguishes between Ritzuez on one hand, and Klav Tfil and the Rabbatim on the other. So Klav Tfil and the Rabbatim require Ibut Lishmon according to everybody, even according to the Rabbono, even according to Rabbono. And but Ritzues requires Ibut Lishmon only a little Rabshim Gamliel, not a little Rabbono. So what does the Balamoya say? Because Ritzues is Tashmishim Rishim. So we pointed out last year that the Balamoya, according to what the process is in the ways, that when the Balamoya says that Ritzues is not a good Dushe, it's only Tashmishi Dushe, so, and that seems to contradict another piece in the Balamoya, who says that there is Mitzvah Shira Brand, so the Goa explains it, that it's a good Dushe. So we explained that true. According now Reb Chaim is the Kashi against the Balamoya and against the Rambam, against everybody. How can anyone say that Ritzues or Batim are not good Dusha? After all, the really such a thing is Dusha's film per se. And Dusha's film per se is something other than just the Dusha's apparatus. As far as the Dusha's apparatus is concerned, so there is no difference between Tfilm Shalosh and Tfilm Shalyad, the same parshas. And still the Gemara says that Tfilm Shalosh is more homo, is a higher Dusha than Tfilm Shalyad. Why? Because it's a higher Dusha in the Dusha from the point of view of the Dusha Satfilm per se. So there is such a thing as Dusha Satfilm. And the Dusha Satfilm consists of all the three elements. Parshe is Bati and Ritzuis. If you don't have the Ritzuis attached to the Bati, even though you have the Parshes inside the Bati, so it doesn't have Mishas Triu. It doesn't have Triu. When does it have Mishas Triu? If all the three elements are together. So that's Yurubushi. So we said that this is the Pshat Levalamoyeh is Enochaname. As that the Ritzuyas also have the Guf Dushe, but only when it's Nishabe to the Bati. But before it is Nishabe to the Bati, it does not have the Dushe. Mashein came, the Klav, so becomes affected with Guf Dushe even before all the three elements are Nishabe together. And the shite of the Balmoya is that the Bati also has good Dushe. The moment it is Nisabi. Why? Because of the Shin Shal Tfilin. So the Shin Shal Tfilin has a Chaleishe Mos, the Shin Shal Tfilin. So the Mele, that's also Ksav. So it has Dushas Ksav, like the Parashas, the same way. Because the Shin Shal Tfilin has a Chaleishe Mos. That's only true. So in other words, so that means that the Shin, that's the Bati, that the Shin of Tfilin has a Chaleishe Mos. So mainly it becomes affected to Guf Kedusha even before all the three elements are attached together. Masha'in came with Suez. Only when it's Nishaber it has Guf Kedusha. But until it is Nishaber it does not have Guf Kedusha. So the Ramban is Chelik and the Ramban Shite is that it's all the same. Why? Because the Ramban Shite according to Balam Oyeya, so there is a basic distinction between Dalet of Tfilin Shel Rosh, Yud of Tfilin Shel Yad on one hand, and Shin of the Bati, because Shin of the Bati implies that it is a Chaleishe Mos. It says Kedushas Aksav like the Parashas. Mashein Kim Dalet and Yud, as Ravel says, as Pshat in the Rambam, it's only Aloche. The Aloche of Mishmi Sinai is only descriptive of the Tzuve, the shape of the Kesher. But a Shemos he doesn't have. So that's the Shite of the Ramoya. The Shite of the Ramban appears that it's all the same Aloche. Shin Shel Tfilin, Dalet of the Kesher of Tfilin Shel Rosh, and Yud of the Tfilin Shel Yad, they all have a Chalei Shemos. So everything is good to Shite. Everything is good to be. So he said. I mean, it's the same good vision as the clock. But the Shinas Ramban is that the real good to share are the atheists, not the clock. So he said. Nearly she did before his voice, Namit, so in the Shmon Shatsuyas, Batale, Ukrahaxila, as in the Shore, Shaiksibwen Shem, Ukhidib, Itma, the very Mamadriki. Roy the gasin on the noches be kat khiles on rabonon. Khile se lo dike, ve nik khasal na munche. Shvog ke ish lo dike, ve nik khila na munche. Kim zuze se ish lo dike, ve nik khili kolodo. Vi zuge se sabe ko khon se tage in za. U pye shabe de shoy de rashe, ye ish lo dike ve se se khiles. Tfim me zuze. Afa dike, in nik khi. Ani so in nik khi. Elon in that umche, the tzvon, it's a tov. So you can only buy from an umche. Hayudea last is baby with lishmon. Vidikri li kol odov. Do we boy a ibut lishmon? Ushma mino mino. So now wait. So say for Torah, everything, both say for Torah and film on this uses, require v'dike from chseras v'yseras. But film, say for Torah, is not vidikri li kol odov. Why? Because in order to be Yitzhi in Sefer Torah, in order to be Sefer Torah, it should be Sheiro. So then, it must be Nisabit Lishmo. So how can you buy from any person? You couldn't buy from any person, because you're not sure as to whether it was Nisabit Lishmo or not. Masha'in Kim Tfilin, you can buy from any person. Why? Because Tfilin, so the air does not have to be Nisabit Lishmo. ושפמיר בני שעשרון צריכים ולשמור, ויעקבים לנצרים ולשמור, וכן בקסיב העצמא. So the Ramban Shite is, Ramban goes so far as to say that not only do not film ומזוזס require, even Lishma, because it didn't require Ksiva Lishma. It's the same halacha. Why did Ramban say that? Because we couldn't distinguish between one and the other. V'chein b'ksiva atzmo. Yivu tzrichim v'yivu nikochim. V'yivu tzrichim v'yivu nikochim k'odom. V'yizehu sh'om go b'hanachum v'nikitim. V'yisifatere. Lo yibadite o nishmon. Aval koshe, so that's why. So by Sivatora, there is a requirement of nishmon. Where do we have Nixar Sakosu? Now we can raise a question right at this moment. So, according to the Ramban, so the Xerzakosu of Yulin Tazalov, Meshim Chevcho, is a specific Xerzakosu. It's not the Xerzakosu in Kohat Ekole. It only applies to Tzitzis. It doesn't apply to Tfil. So, if it's a specific Xerzakosu, so then Sivatora shouldn't require even Mishmo either. So then, so the Ramban says, Ramban will soon say, that by Sivatora there is another Xerzakosu. Ve'atim kisru lochem is Ashira Azoris. So what does that mean, Kisvu Lachem? Rishim Chivasta. In other words, so there is a special, just as there is a special Zerzakosu Kabi Tzitzes, during Tazaloch, Rishim Chivko, so there is a special Zerzakosu Kabi Sivator. Ve'atem Kisvu Lachem is Ashir Azimis. So that means Rishim Chivasta. But by Tfilin Mizuzes, we don't have Zerzakosu. And we don't make any analogy between one and the other. So just as we say in regard to the Zerzakosu, you mentioned David Tfilin, that we cannot deduce Tfilin from it. So the same thing is true in regard to the Zasakosu that is mentioned in connection with Sivatora. But we cannot make an analogy between Tfilin and Sivatora. The Torah mentions the Zasakosu regarding Tzitzes. During Tassaloch, the Shem Chivko, the Torah mentions the Zasakosu regarding Sivatora. וזהו שאומר אנחנו נגיד יותר מבעד בו נשמור אבל כל שלא אומר בסבור הזו שהראשונים הם בסבור נתפירו מזודז אלא שהנסבור כתום בכל אושם הול עניין איבוד וסיבו לשמור זה וזה שובים ויש לו אימא so he acts the cash against himself he says Rabban says that there is a distinction between Sivatoro and Tfilin Mizuz Sivatoro requires Lishmo everything all that's yes of the Lishmo the Yibud exceed everything Mashiach came, Tfilin Mizuzes. So no Asiyah of the Tfilin Mizuzes by Lishma. Why? Because as Sivatoro we have the Zakosu of Kisru Lachem. And by Tfilin Mizuzes we don't have such a Zakosu. And we don't draw an analogy between one and the other. So yes, a Kashe, but the Mishnah Megillah says, Eim be Svorim with Tfilin Mizuzes, El Shasvorim Nechtom Necholoshim, and the Tfilin Mizuzes Nechtom Melashos. So it's a Mishnah Mefereshes, that's the only difference between Svorim and Tfilin Mizuzes. But there is another difference. Svorim require Lishmo, all the Asiyah should be Lishmo, and Tfilin Mizuzes do not require. Yesh Lina, Hosom Chumre in Tfilin Mizuzes Katone. Kula Loi Katone. V'chei Zu Shom Wala Bidmore. Holy Tov from the Gidin Tamas Yedayin the Vishon. Leiva, she called it Chotale Tzvorim Tzichan Gidin Tamas Yedayin. Ki Tfilin, she shonidu ben. She Tamas Yedayin. Vafu Brayal Yisri Shirashir. Tei Amin Yid Meralo. Obui, oibui, bin koch mi kolodo. So, v'chagam batzim tiri gmok yushno agu, mas nisim dvein chumre dvein mok, dvein chumre, chumre katon, v'chidai kez ba hagu, di mas nisim, di migile kule chumre di chatzat katon, v'lo yita vayo, vo yi nazem nisya se fiyo se fiyo vnatam shtora shle mayo, di bizfilm, u nizuzel, u maisa bukol yichtik vishmo, there is no posik of a film nizuzes, that advises us, that Tfilin Mizuzes have to be done in Shmo. Vilu Mizvatoro, Ksiv Kisru Lachem, Vayim Hashem Chivasche, Vayim Barab Eim Mitzvah Lichtet Mishorei, Vichsiv Kisru Lachem, Haum Mikisru Nafki, Vigab Melech Ksiv Vikos Aplei, Vidashim Mishmoi, Shol Yizgoi Mishlachim, Mishnitei Eskim Yizah Perek Yim Godo, Mikol Advoi, Ein Aloche Kev Shem Nafki. In other words, because according to Baramoya, it reads with the sheet of Hametam, So when the Gemara says Tanoi, so Rav Shem Gamliel is the one who agrees with Rav as Dina as well as Nilsi. So we pass for Rav Shem Gamliel. But he says no. The Pshat Tanoi is that the Rabbonon agree with Rav that as well as Nilsi. So he has no Chshivas, he doesn't have to be Lishmo. So in our way, Rav Shem Gamliel, Yom Rashi Abdel Lishmo. Vayid Amir Chetik Radin Tanoi, Abayu Domo, Now, here he's saying something new. the Ramban, you see. So it's true that Ramban, in explaining, the Gemara of Tadoye, so he says that on the contrary, he agrees with Rashi, that Rabbonon who say that Tibu does not have to be Lishmo, so they hold that Hazmon Olam knows it, so it has no Hashivus. Not like on the top of Pshat, Marmoyas Pshat, that if it has no Hashivus, so there, if it has no Hashivus, so then it requires Lishmo. But on the contrary, like Rashi, if it has no Hashivus, so then it doesn't require Lishmo. It doesn't require Lishmo. So, what does the Gemara mean? Tanoihi? So, it doesn't mean Tanoihi. There is a machlekes between Rabbonon, Rabshim Gamliel, and the question as to whether Azmon will say, Azmon Elav will say, and Rabbonon Rabshim Gamliel holds Azmon Elav will say, and Rabshim Gamliel holds that Azmon will say. But, the Gemara has a kashin Sanhedrin. Toshma, that we have some debate. Oh, my woman, a sailor tickshaw sailor, or now tickshaw film, he told the worker that he should make for him a tick for the sevator, or a now tick for the film, to place, to keep the film there. That's Tashmishi Kish. Achel Mishtamish Ben Kadesh, Mutlish Tamil Machel. So the Bible says, until he starts using the purse, the bag, for tefillin, for the Sefer Torah, so then he can use it for him, so he can use it as a purse for change, for money. But, mishenishtamish, when kedesh, also when v'chel. So it's a kasha against Abaye. According to Abaye, even though he didn't start using the keys for the tefillin, but he dedicated it. He told the worker to sew it out, for that purpose. So as Mona Mule said, it should have become affected with Gdushes, Tashmishi Gdushes of Tvil. So why is Muta Mishtami Mechev? So it appears from that price that as Mona Mule said, Tanoi, the Tanya Tzipon Zo, which is told our in Eosh of Mehmet Meyot Tzuri, Sivay Mateo Tzeres, Apo Pisho Yidlu Mishmon, Rapshim Gamliel in Eosh, Apo Pisho Yidlu Mishmon, Rapshim Gamliel in Eosh, So Rashi explains, Tanoi, that the Tanakame who says that the film does not have to be never Lishmo, so he agrees with the Shite of Hove, that Azmon Elav says Azmon is not Choshu, so maybe he doesn't have to be Lishmo. And Rav Shin Gamliel who says that he would have to be Lishmo, he agrees with Abai. The Rambam says the Pshat is different. Tanoye he, in other words, with the Tane of the Braise of Amali Umen, that's it. Also, it's a price. So the Tanya of Omar Lumen Asir Tichal Seir Nal Tichal Tfil. So Achal Mishtamish Ben Kiddush Mutlish Tam Lecheil. He holds that. I mean, this is how Abaye will explain. The Kashi is directed against Abaye. The price says that Achal Mishtamish Ben Kiddush Mutlish Tam Lecheil. So the Gemara says Tanoi. True, the price of Omar Lumen Asir Tichal Seir there holds that Azmon Elav will say. But the Braise of Tzipon Zo, they can hold that Hazmon Emilse, Abaye says that both the Chachomim and Rav Shimon Gamliel can agree with me that Hazmon is Milse. But who says Hazmon Elav Milse? That's not the Braise, not the way Rashi explains it. So of course, the Ramban certainly does not agree with Rav Nitam's Pshat, but he doesn't even agree fully with Rashi's Pshat, because according to Rashi's Pshat, So the Chachomim are those who say Azmon Elav will say, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who says Azmon Elav will say. According to Rabban's Pshat, so Abaye says, after all, the whole Kashi was directed against Abaye. So the Kashi was from the Braise, which says der Tatsch und Mishtamich beim Kedisch, Mutter und Stamm Mechel, so wie Mores ist der Neue, der Preis auf dem Alu und Menno, Tatsch und Stamm und Kedisch, Mutter und Stamm Mechel, Holt, der Tazmone Lav will sie. Like Robbe, Abaye says, der Preis agrees with Robbe, but the other Preis auf Zip und Zor, so both, Rabbon und Endrab, Shem und Gamliel, Holt, der Tazmone will sie. Das ist der Pshat und der Neue. Vayid amir feshbik bradin tanoi, abai udom, vilaf tanoi et anekamem nafshim gamliel, ala adoi ulkoi, di meisi ligmor alei da abai metanye, oso et tishosei vashem shtam mekeish vini shalacheil, al mazmer lav milzi, upoi tanoi, di rafshim gamliel ike, di koye kabose, di koboye, lai kabaye, di koboye rafshim gamliel ibud lishmon, vi ibud hain azmone, deim laarige, vasi astika seifea, wie es auch gleich, als man nur aufbauen sei, und Mutter in Schanes und Stamm im Heil, mal Heil und Ibut, die Matu und die Ploie hier der Heil Matu. Und dann kam ein Name, als man nur sei. Weil Heil und Ploie Ibut, mich in der Efschel, als man achrite, leachar Ibut, leachar Ibut, er lebt hochfliege, mal so war, wie ihn und so abai es ist, der ist ein Machlöckes an euch. The Tanner of the Breise, of Atschel und Stamm im Kibisch, Mutter und Stamm im Heil, definitely agrees with Robin. That has more love, we say. But both Tanoi, in the price of Tzipozo, can agree with me. Rapshim Gamliel certainly agrees with me. It says, I'm Foreshes, he says, Rapshim Gamliel says that it requires a little shmo. So we see that as money is chshuv enough to require that it should be a shmo. But even Rabbonon can agree with me that as money is mills. As money is mills. So he said, "Utare kame nama azmoni milsi v'haydo iboi ibut mishum." But then you ask, either that the kame also agrees with me, my svorah, that azmoni is milsi. How is it he doesn't require ibut mishmo? The answer is that the kame holds that it can be another kind of azmoni. It does not necessarily have to be the azmoni of ibut. It can be another kind of azmoni. Azmoni greide. Has money that is not such a has money chshuv. Eshel has money achite leachar ibud. The chituchay will be lishmo bino. Elo b'hoplige mal shova bino kolasiyis of lishmo. Umal shova is Rabshim Gamliel says that all the asiyis because of has money milse. So every processing that is done on the area has to be lishmo. And Rabbon of Shem Gamliel say, no, even though the Ibud was Shalei Lishmo, but after the Ibud, he's Chayter Deir Lishmo, so that's enough, that is sufficient to be Kebeya, the Deir, as a Dom HaShem Kedush. Ina, Metanya Tarekame, Mishum Yulesle Lishmo Bitfil Klau, Ve'afilu Biksil Rekayetze. So the Ramban has two Lishemes, two Pshoti, in explaining the Rabbon. As far as Rav Shem Gamliel, I mean that's all in regard to a biased explanation of Tanakam Rav Shem Gamliel. So in a biased explanation of Tanakam, so the Barboya has two lishens. One lishen is because Tanakam says true as money is milse, but it does not mean that all the that every processing has to be a lishmo in order to be kiveya the area as a chapter of film. But then the other washing in the Ramoya is the reason is why the Tanakame says that it does not have to be lishmo the ibud, because according to Tanakame, since there is no xerasakosu tabit film, so even the ksiv of the film does not have to be lishmo. Miatzme, it is mikva, es tfilm. So he says, in amet amekame, shulesu lishmo mitfilm kwao, vafilm duksiv chayeritze meze. Tanoi, chad bebraise niti yufte, that's the braise, from which we ask the kashe. So tiyufte doesn't mean tiyufte, it's refuted. Tiyufte means from which, the braise, from which the Gemara mentioned, the Gemara deduced a kashe against Abaye. So the price of Atchon Mishtamish Mekedesh Mikul Mishtamu Becheil, the Chav the price. So So he says a similar thing, in other words, so again, because usually most of the time when the Gemara says Tanoi, the Tanya, so it means one of the Tanoim that is mentioned in that price agrees with an Amire, and the other Tanoi agrees with the other Amire. But here it doesn't mean that. Here it means Tanoi. There is a Machlikas Tanoi, that the Tanya of the price of Achim Mishtam and Mikilish Mishtam Lecheir agrees with Hode, and both Tanoim of the other price of Sikon Zor agree with the Bayer. So, usually, whenever the Gemara says Tanoi, it means the Tanoi in the one price, the two Tanoi, that Achilik in one price, Achilik and a certain deed. But here, both Tanoi that are mentioned in the price of Tzipor Ben Zohar, they both agree with Abai, that's what I will say. And who does not agree, there's the other price. So, there are only several cases like that in Shas, where it is that way. So, a similar Gemara is in the base Beitzel Chen of Yishka Kiddush, the Chen Har, the Chol Anu Milet, the Abaye, Avo, the Robe, Avo, Gav, the Mito Lishan Eiso, Bino Mishmo, Elo Tane Kame, Lui Boyo Mishmo, Bitash Mishdushe, Iname, this is the explanation of the Praise Al-Li, the Abaye. So, it annoyed it. But in Kni, it's Machlek, it's a Praise. The price of Achim Mishtam in the Kiddush, with Mishtam. That has money is love, yes, right.
But the second possibility of the Ramban and Abaye, the only thing that according to Abaye would be considered as mana is Igor. Igor is only has mana, and anything else wouldn't be has mana because I'm sure no one knows Igor is not. That's a little strange.
Yeah, that's how it's mashmah. By the second question, in the first question of the Ramban, so he says, if we say as one is will say, so it doesn't have to be as one echshuvah. Yeah. It doesn't have to be as one echshuvah. And in the second question, so the only thing that is considered as one is as one of the level of Igud. Why? That's not another shayla, you see. In other words, we discussed it last year. In other words, if it is Tashmishe Kedushe, so then any Hazmone is Mils. If it's Tashmishe Kedushe. But if it is good Kedushe, then it has to be the final processing that makes the Hepze adapted for the purpose. So that's only good. Let's say Chito Koheria is not that kind of processing that makes the air adapted for the purpose of film. Because even without the chituch, it was adapted for film. It's only the ibud that makes it adapted for film. Alright. Now then he says, Avo Lerobe, Avo Gav de Mutter Mishaneiso, Bino Mishmo, El Tanekame, Goyboyo Mishmo, Bitash Mish Dushe, Iname Bitfilm Gufay. The Rabshim Gamliel, Boyal Mishmon, Baby Gvim Shal Siva, Baby Tashmish Yidushe, Kintali Shalem, Vilav Davas Moni Milse, Elo Mitzvoson Shalem, She Yasom Nishim Chivo, Shechim Bitzitzes Beinon Tzviya Lishmo, Kidi Yise Osom, Afatchiles, Vavot, Pidi Mutal Shalizot. So he says, according to Rabbe, so the Machlekes between Abaye, between the Chachonim, according to Rabbe, Otanoi, whether is the Tanya of the price of Omalumen, or is the price of Tzipur and Zohar, all Tanoim, whole, has more levels. So according to Rabbi, the reason Tanur says has one means. But so what's the machlekes between Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel? According to Rabbi, so there is another machlekes as to whether there is a zerasakosu of lishmo by tefillah. So Rav Shimon Gamliel also agrees with Tanakame and with all the other Tanoim that has one lavius. But Tanakame, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, true, Hasmonei is love, they'll say. So there is no general principle. There is no general principle that in order that Hasmonei can be kibeya the chefze, can be kibeya the chefze of Kushi or the chefze of Mitzvah or the chefze of Isa. There is no such a law. Hasmonei love, they'll say. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is a Gzeiras HaKosu that the Asiyas of Tfilm have to be Lishmo. The Asiyas of Tfilm have to be Lishmo. Just as there is, just as the Ramban said, according to Abai, so there is Exeras HaKosu by Sifatoa that has to be Lishmo. There is Exeras HaKosu by Sifatoa that has to be Lishmo. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is Exeras HaKosu by Tfilm also that the Asiyas have to be Lishmo. Mashenikin according to Nekame, so there is no reason as to why the Yibud should be Lishmo. Because from the point of view of Asmonei Milsa or Lav Milsa, everybody agrees that Asmonei Lav Milsa. And from the point of view of Lishmo, there is no Gzeiras HaKosu by Tfilm that it has to be Lishmo. So not, so neither the Yibud has to be Lishmo, nor the Ksiri of the Parashiyas of Tfilm has to be Lishmo. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says that it has to be Lishmo. The Rav Shimon Gamliel volu Lishmo. So, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, film has to be Lishmo. Where does Rav Shimon Gamliel get its zerasakosu? That film has to be Lishmo. So it is in the same way as there is a zerasakosu. Gabi tzitzes it has to be Lishmo. So Gabi tzitzes, so Shmuel says that the tzvi has to be Lishmo. And then the Gemara says that the tzvi of the ritual tchiles has to be Lishmo. So where is that zerasakosu implicit? That zerasakosu is implicit in the zerasakosu of the tasaloch Lishim Chayvcho. That's by tzitzis. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we learn how to feel from tzitzis. Just as there is a Gzeiras HaKosu Gabi tzitzis, that it has to be Lishmo, not because of Hasmonei. Hasmonei is love, you'll see. Hasmonei is love, you'll see. But a special Gzeiras HaKosu, that the mitzvah of tzitzis requires Lishmo. So the same Gzeiras HaKosu applies to feel also. But it's not on the basis of Hasmonei. What's an afkemine? Whether it's on the basis of Hasmonei or it's on the basis of a special Gzeiras HaKosu that the mitzvah cities and mitzvah stream require Lishmo. Afkemine is if we say Hasmonei milse, so mele, if somebody will be mehabit a of what film, and then he'll change his mind, he'll decide to change his mind. So if we say Hasmonei milse, he's not allowed to change his mind. If he was mad a day of a film, and then he wants to use that day to install it into his shoe as a strap for the shoe, he's not allowed to do it because he's mizalzel in Kedushas film. If we say Hasmonei Milsa, but according to Rabbi, so all the Tanoim hold that Hasmonei Lav Milsa. So mele, according to Rabbi, according to all the Tanoim in the world, so if even if a person made the Yibud Lishmo of a for Tfilm, and then he'll decide that he wants to use it to install the same area that he was Yavik Lishayidusha's Tfilm, he'll install them in his sandals, a strap for his sandals. He's allowed to do it. But, because Hasmonei Lav Milsa, but in order that the Tfilm should be Chayles, so then there is a special requirement that it cannot be kosher unless the Asiyas for Lishmo. Where did he get the Gzeiras HaKosu? The Gzeiras HaKosu is mentioned in connection with Tzitzis. The Untasel for Lishim Chayvcho. So from that Gzeiras HaKosu implies that the Tfiyeh of the Tzitzis So, has to be Lishmo, and also that the Tzvie of the Chuchel Tchilas has to be Lishmo. So, according to the Rabbon, it's only Exerazakosuv Gabei Tzitzes. It's not Exerazakosuv Gabei Tfil. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the same Exerazakosuv that is mentioned in connection with Tfil, not on the basis of Asmone, but just that in order that the Tfil should be kosher, it has to be Lishmo. So, that none of the tzitzes should be kosher, so it has to be spun, lishmo, it has to be nitro lishmo, in order that the tchila should be kosher, so it has to be dalid, it has to be nitzba, lishmo. So the same thing applies to tefillin also. But Asmone Lavdils, if we were to say that Asmone Milse, so then it would be osea to change it, once he was me'abedeya for Gushas Tefillin. But if we say, as Manalab will say, even if he was Me'abedeya for Tefillin, he still can change it and install them in his shoes and his sandals. But in order that it should be fit for Tefillin, it has to be asiyah, has to be lishmo. Where is the Tzarsakosu according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? The same Tzarsakosu that is mentioned in connection with Tzitzes applies to Tefillin also. So then it should follow that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so in other words, the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to Rove, and we pass like Rove, is on the question as to whether it's a sakosuv of doing kasal of the shimcheifo, which is not based upon the meaning of Asmone, but just it's a sakosuv that it cannot be used as a hefzer of mitzvah of tzitzes, unless it was made lishmo, the tree was made lishmo. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's a general, it applies to film also. And according to Chachamim, no, it only applies to tzitzes. Now it's established that since according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the same Zerzakosuk that is mentioned about tzitzes applies to tefillin also, so it should apply to other mitzvahs too, right after tefillin. Should apply to Sukkah too. So then the question arises, so then, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Sukkah Yisheino should not be Cheo. Sukkah Yisheino, and only Bishamah say that, but according to Misila, not. So, all the Tanoim, will agree with Misila, even Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then, we'll have to say the same thing. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Gamliel, what he said in the Ramban, according to everybody. What he said in the Balmoya, according to everybody. In other words, that according to the Ramban, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, true that we pass in like Bisilel, so Sukkah Yisheino is Cheo, but without Chiddush Dovo, it will not be Cheo. But according to Rabbonon, who say that the Zakosuv of Tefillin Tassel of Hashem Chikho applies only to Tzitzes, it doesn't apply to Tefillin. So it's a specific Zakosuv. If it doesn't apply to Tefillin, it doesn't apply to Sukkah either. So then, according to Rabbanu, we have to say that the Chiddush Dovo is only Mitzvah Namufka. You see, on that question, the machlekes between the Ram and Rav Yudoye Goyen, as to whether the Bais Yosef is like Rav Yudoye Goyen. So there is a machlekes between the Ram and Rav Yudoye Goyen, whether the Chiddush Dovo is only Mitzvah Namufka, El-Khatchile, or it's Naki Gere. So the Ram says that it's only lechatchila and it's an amufcher. It's not an obligatory lechatchila either. It's only a mitzvah amufcher. It's ego. And Rabbi Doye Goyen says that it passes there, even with rice it passes there. So melee, and we explain the shit of Rabbi Doye Goyen because it cannot become a chapter of mitzvah unless there was a certain hasmone lishmo. Not because hasmone will say. If Asmone would be Milse, so then he wouldn't even be able to change it. If he, once he made the Ibud Lishen, which is true, he wouldn't be able to convert it into his shoes, into his sandals. Asmone loved Milse, but in order to become a Heftzog Mitzvah, there has to be a certain Asmone Lishen Mitzvah. Otherwise not. There's the chapter of Idoigoye. And according to Balamoye, so according to everybody, the Gzeras HaKosuv of Tilin Tassel of Lishim Chayifcho applies to other mitzvahs. But according to Ramban, Alibe de Hiluchesed, it's only Gzeras Akosu Kavitzitzes, it doesn't apply to Tfilah. Oh, but only Alibe de Rav Shimon Gamliel it applies to Tfilah. So that means Alibe de Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though Rav Shimon Gamliel, he too holds that that's what Rav Gamliel said. And even if he was Miabim, for the tzuyas of tefillin, or for the batim of tefillin, or for the klav of tefillin, he can still change his mind and convert them into his shoes, into his sandals. But in order that the tefillin should be kosher, it must be never lishmo. Why? Because of the zakosuf of lishmo. Where is the zakosuf mentioned? Gabei tzitzes. So that means, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the zakosuf that is mentioned, gabei tzitzes, has general significance. It's a general Zeras HaKosov. According to Rabbanon, it's a specific Zeras HaKosov. So in Mele, if it is a general Zeras HaKosov, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it should apply to Sukkot too. So why is Sukkot Shemek Sheiro? So the answer would be, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not Sheiro, as the Yerushalmi says. It requires Chilizobo. But the Yerushalmi says that it requires Chilizobo according to everybody. So according to Rabbanon, I have to say that according to Rabbanon, the Chiddush Dovo is only as Ilchat Chile, as a Mitzvah Namufcha. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Chiddush Dovo is Me'akiv, even yet. Umikam Ami Yisomucha Agin Im Nitzik Yishmuel. Uma Shepirish Diro Vemes Liyazmone Lav Mil Sehi Biguv Dushe. So you see, he analyzes every point in the Malamoya, point by point. And he's master. Now, what Malamoya said, that the klaf itself is good dushe, he says it's not good dushe. Mishol. Uma shepirish, the robe lesle as money, lav milsi be good dushe, lav milsi be good dushe, mishin do also mitma. Kitayne, misham shim gamre, lav puke glav uke di buke dishe, we don't know. It's not like that. The gvili shall ksive name agav ksavu di kedishe. The Ozolei Ksav Ozolei Gdusha Sayo Kiviyise Beirko Kisvi Akedish Vihilkach Lidomeleg Laruch Vihigufe Ikadush. So the Ramban is massive now. And the Ramban says that even the Klav itself does not have Guf Dushe. What is Guf Dushe? The ACS. Now, what is the ACS? I mean, the ACS, that's an intangible thing. I mean, you cannot write ACS Bavir. You write the ACS on the cloud. So Rav Chaim raises the question on this Ramban. How can Ramban say that even the cloud itself is not good to share? Because the only the Ksav is good to share. And the cloud is not good to share. But certainly, you certainly couldn't write ACS. You couldn't have a Ksav in a vacuum. The ACS have to be incorporated into something tangible. The cloud, in the case of film, you cannot write film on your. So the tangible thing in which the ACS have to be incorporated is the cloud. So, and there is certainly an imminent union between the ACS and the cloud. So how can we say that even the cloud is not good to share. But when you write the ACS on the klav, then there is an imminent relationship between the klav and the ACS. You couldn't separate the ACS from the klav. So Rav Chaim says, the pshat of the Ramban is that when the Gemara says, of course, that the klav, once you write the ACS, and the klav, so the klav has guf kedusha. It's not hashmishi kedusha. How could we even conceive that the klav is hashmishi kedusha? After all, there is an imminent union between the klav and the ACS. But the Gemara says the reason is why Rove does not learn out from Egla Rufe, because Egla Rufe is guf kedusha. Egla Rufe is guf kedusha. Mashein kein. If Mashem came, Eirik Beged Limes, so that's Tashmishi. So what the Gemara means, Gemara implies that in regard to Guf Dushe, we do learn out from Egla Rufe that Tazmone is Milche. So it has to be that kind of Igdushe, that emanate, where the Gdushe or the Isya emanates from itself, not where the Kedusha emanates from something else. So, by a Glau Hufe, so the cell of a Glau Hufe does not emanate from something else. It emanates from itself. The Glau Hufe is also Banoe. So it emanates from itself. Masheik in the cloud. Until the cloud. And he mentions, does anyone have any Gemara? I didn't bring with me. The Gemara Shabbos. Does anyone have any Gemara Shabbos here? There is a loche that Kisvei HaKedesh Matzilim Mipnei HaGleik. If there is a fire in a house on Shabbos, and let's say it's a chotzer sheinu moreves, so the rabbonim are not allowed to carry in that chotzer, in the apartment building. Yes, and suppose you wanted to be Matzil, there is Kisvei HaKedesh in a certain apartment. And in order to be matzil Kisvei HaKedesh, you have to take it out, you have to carry it out from one apartment into the other, or from the apartment into the courtyard. So you are allowed to carry it. Because of Bizoyim Kisvei HaKedesh, so the Chachomim or Matir, that is a Rabbon. That is a Rabbon. Kisvei HaKedesh, Matzil is in that way. So the Gemara says, the Gemara is Rabbi, that Kuf Tezayim. That Kuf Tezayim, Omudala. In Shabbos, in Boyer, Hagliyim shall say that Teo, Matzilin is in the Adleike, or any Matzilin is in the Adleike. So, in other words, how about the parchment? Hagliyim, Klofim Halokim, because of Tzal Taita Hashte, if the whole God in Shinu Halokim come in Boyer, King Holok Shalemato, Vishalemayro, Vishalemato, Vishalimcha, Kosrei, Vinasecholok. So, in other words, You have the Sivatov, the Kisvei HaKedesh. So here is the Ksav. And then you have blank space on the margin, on the sides. You have between one line and the other, you have blank space. So are you allowed to carry out in a Chotzer Sheinu Moreves a Kisvei HaKedesh in order to prevent the parchment? The blank parchment from becoming singed. Suppose it is a situation where the ACS, the portion, the written portion will not become singed. But the blank space will become singed. Are you allowed to carry out those Kisvei HaKedesh in order to prevent the blank portion of the Sefer Torah of the Kisvei HaKedesh from becoming singed? So the Gemara has a bite. Or you must say, Toshma. So the Gemara tries to be patient. The price says that if a Sivatora started to rot, so, and many of the ACS, the bulk of the ACS faded away as a result of the deterioration of the Sefer Torah. So, but if 85 ACS remain that did not disappear, so then we have to be matzlet in the lake. So we have to carry it in the Chotzer Sheinu Moreves. Why pay ACS? Where did Chazal get the shield of pay ACS? So that's from the parasha by Bibi Zeor. If you count up the number of letters in the parasha Vayikra Seora, you'll find it's 85 letters. And what's the significance of the parasha Vayikra Seora? Because you have a Nun Hofuch. So that means the Nun Hofuch implies that this small parasha of Vayikra Seora has the significance of a whole Sefer. And according to Rebbe, So actually it is a Sefer. In other words, that all of Bamidbar up to Vayikra Seora is one Sefer, and the other portion of subsequent to Vayikra Seora is another Sefer, and Vayikra Seora itself is a Sefer by itself. So instead of Chamisha Chumshi Teiro, according to Rebbe, it's not Chamisha Chumshi Teiro, not 5 svari in the Torah, but 7 svari in the Torah. Yep, Breishis and Shmeis, Breishis and Shmeis, and Vayikro is 3, and Dvorim is 4, and the Bamidbar itself is 3 svari. The portion prior to Vayikro, but whether it's, and according to the Dalet Hanoim, so it also has a special Shmeis, the Gemara comes out. That's the implication and the symbolism of the Nun Hofov, or the Nun Hofov. So Mele, if Pehei Asias are left in the Zimatera Shabbalo, so then it has the Chshives of the Gdusha of Ksir Kisviatuk. So the Paisa says, only if Pehei Asias are left, but if Pehei Asias are not left, Eimatzili. But if we were to assume that even the blank parchment has Gdusha of Kisviatuk, so even if less than the Asias Aleph, even if no Asias Aleph, all the Asias faded away in this Zvatera Shabbalo, we should still be Matzil Bifnei Avayim. So you might try to appreciate that the blank parchment of the Sefer Torah does not have Gdusha of Kisra Kedesh. Only the written portion, but the blank, not. So the Gemara says, Boloshan, we can say that even the blank, even the Gilyanis, the blank space and the margin and the size between the lines, so have to show Kisra Kedesh, and we are not that way. So why does the Paisa say that if less than the Asias are left in this Mateo Shabbalo, we are not Matzil? Because since it's Bolo, so that is Afkoy of the Kedesh. The fact that it's Bolo is Makia the Kedesh. But as long as it's not Bolo, So then, the Gdusha applies, perhaps, the Gdusha applies even to the blank portion, the blank space. Alright. Toshma, Sivateva Shemimcha, in Yehmi Lakit Chok Shmeinu Chomesh Etzies, Ki Pasha Yibi Seori Matzilat Matzilin, Va Mai Teipukle, Mishum Gilyan Didei, Mishum Gilyan Didei. So now the Gemara, so first the Gemara said the Bolashan, so Bolo means that it started to rot. So we understand that if it started to rot, so that is Mafkia Gdusha, if it started to rot. But there's another Baisa that talks not of Ismatoa that started to rot. But, you know, in course of time, even if it didn't rot, so the ink fades away. So even if it didn't start to rot, it was just Nimchak. Just Nimchak. Ismatoa is Nimchak. In Yejbi Lakit Shmeni Lechomesh Eitzies. Kim Parshas Ayin Seori Matzil, Vimla Vei Matzil, Vamai Tepukle Mishum Gilyan Didei. So, but if you are going to say that even the blank space between the lines, the blank space at the margin and the sides, so is on top of the bottom, so he also has, is also affected to Yidusha Sivakaro, Yidusha Kisra Kedesh. So even if it was Nimchak so much that praise is an atlef, but the space itself is Gdusha, on account of which you are Matzal Bnei Avayim. So the Gemara here gives also talents. The Gemara says, Mikim Aksavu to Miboyle, Yichi Kodesh Aksavu to Kodesh. Also, Ksav Azal Gdushosim. Kiko Miboyle Shalmayro Vishalmato, Shebin Parashe Liparashe, Shebin Daf Vidaf, Shebin Tchilas Haseifah Shebin Seifasim. So the Gemara says that it became a parashiyas loitam b'ayim. So we have the pricing for ashes. That, let's say, where you have the written, here you have the written portion of the Torah. So if the Asias faded away, the ink faded away, so then it's a pshites that these lines that at one time had Asias, and then by the lapse of time, the Asias lapsed away. So since it had Asias, and then it faded, so that is a koyov divish. The fact that it faded, just as Gemara said before, that the fact that it started to rot, that is mafkia, that negates the divish. So the fact that the lapse of time made the Asias fade away, disappear, that is a mafkia. So that is a pshites that has no Gdusha. But the Gemara is asking about the blank spaces that were always blank. And at the time of the Ksive of the Sefer Torah, it was intended to be blank all the time. So, and the other portion did not fade away. So we could say, since the written portion did not fade away, so there was no mafkia in the Kedusha. So, at the time when the Sefer wrote the Asias and the Klav, so then, on account of this union between the Klav, this union between the Klav and the Asias, so every piece of the Klav, even the part of the Klav on which the Asias were not written, were also discouraged. That's the Shabbat. So, the Ramban mentions this Gemara. The Gemara says, we came back Sabbath to me boyly, the Chikodish Ksav, Ksav Rikodish, also Ksav, also in the Shossi, Kiko me boyly, Shamayo, Shamato, Shabin Parsha, the Parsha, Shabin Dafri Daf, Shabin Tri Dafri 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 Dafri. So, that's an idea that even the Klav itself has no Dushatsmis, is not good Dushay, but it's only Tashmishi Dushay. Well, so Rav Chaim says, that's impossible. We could not say that the klav of the Sefer Torah, the klav of Tefillin, the klav of Mezuzah is only Tashmish Kedusha. I mean, could you equate the klav of the Sefer Torah on which the Sefer Torah is written, while the ACS are attached to the klav, with the Tichot of Tefillin, the Nartik of Tefillin? I mean, Nartik of Tefillin is just subservient, because you have to keep the Tefillin in something. So that's the bag, that's the purse. But here there is an imminent union between the ACS, the Ksav, and the Klav. So how could it be considered as Tashmish Kedusha? So Rav Chaim says, I mean, there is no other pshat in the Ramban. The Ramban doesn't mean to equate a Nartik Shel Tefillin with the Klav of the Sefer Torah. Klav of the Sefer Torah is imminently united with the ACS, so it has good Kedusha. And whereas the Nartik Shel Tefillin, that's an external thing. It has nothing to do with the Tefillin. It's only Tashmishim of the Tefillin. But when the Gemara says that Rabbi doesn't learn out from Egla Rufe, why? Because Egla Rufe is good to Sheguf Yisrael. And Eri Beged Lemes is only Tashmishim Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't mean a distinction between Tashmishim Yisrael and good to Sheguf. The Gemara means a distinction between the Kedusha, whether it's Tashmish Kedusha or Guf Kedusha, that does not emanate from itself, but emanates from an external source, or a Kedusha, even if it is or a Kedusha that is not only Guf Kedusha, where the Kedusha emanates from itself. So, in the case of Egla Rufe, So the Isa of Egla Rufe emanates from something else. It doesn't emanate from something else. It emanates from itself. Masha'imke, the Kedusha that attaches to the Klav, the Tefillin of Sefer Torah, when you write on them the Asias of the Sefer Torah, the Asias of the Tefillin. So why did they become Miskadesh? Why did they become Miskadesh? Why? Because the Sefer Torah, the Asias of the Torah is written on it. The Asias of Parshas Tefillin is written on it. The Asias of Mezuzah is written on it. So, it's true, of course, the Ramban will be made there, that the Klav, once you write the Asias and Klav, then there is an imminent union between the Klav and the Asias. And it's good to share. But, how did it become affected with good to share? Through the Asias being written on it, so the Kedusha does not emanate from itself. The Kedusha emanates from the Asias. And so the Ramban doesn't mean that it's Tashmish Kedusha. That wouldn't make sense. It's good Kedusha. But when the Gemara says that according to Rabbi, there is a difference between good Kedusha and Tashmish Kedusha, the Gemara, that only Gabi good Kedusha, we say, as one of you say, Ligab Tashmish Kedusha not. The Gemara doesn't mean that Gub Kedusha, so as one of you say, only a Gub Kedusha, where the Kedusha emanates from its own. So as well as Gdusha. But the good Gdusha, where the Gdusha does not emanate from its own, but it emanates from another source, so as well as Lavnusa. Now, so too, the clap of Sivatoa is good Gdusha. But how does it become affected with Gdusha? Because of the Isis. So we cannot learn out from Egla Rufe, the Iser, the Halishan Iser, that inheres in the Egla Rufe, emanates from itself, not from another source. Now, and he mentions Raya, that the Gdusha of the cloud emanates from the Isis. Why? Because the Gemara says, "Mikim aksav loy kimibolei v'chikodish ad aksav loy kodish." Ozlo aksav, ozlo v'nishosim. So the Gemara says there is a chitus. Even if you load the ACS on the Sivatora, and then by the lapse of time, the ACS disappeared, he faded away. So then the Gdusha is spoken. So it's raya. So how can we say that the klaf is Gdusha? Is the klaf is Gdusha? So it appears now. Is it good raya? It seems superficially it appears that the Ramban mentions a very strong raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Balamuria says that the klaf of the triumph or the dream of Sivator becomes affected with Gdusha even before the Isiasari. Even before the Isiasari. And here the Gemara says that even after the Isias were written, but then let's say 100 years expired, elapsed, and as a result of the lapse of time, so the Isias, the ink faded away, so the Gdusha is spoken. So how could a klaf that was only nisabit with the expectancy that Isias will be written on it, let's say the next day or the next week or the next month, be more humble than a Sivator that was written 100 years ago, but then by the lapse of time the ink faded away? So in regard to that Sivator, the Gemara says that the Gdusha is poka, and a klaf on which the Tzivadeisiyas are yet to be written. So far, not a single loss was written on it. So then the Balamoya says, has Gdusha. And whereas if the Isiyas were written 100 years ago, but now by the lapse of time, the ink faded away, has no Gdusha. It seems superficially it appears that there is a Gemara Mefureshes neged the premise of the Balamoya. The Balamoya is the Chadish such a Chidish that even though no Isiyas of the Triumph or of the Sivator was yet written on the cloud, but since the Sefer was already Yabit, the cloud, he cultivated, he processes, he salted it, he flowered it. So he and the shame douches film, so then that cloud becomes immediately affected with good douche of the Sivator, good douche of film, even though not a single os of the Sivator was as yet written on that cloud. So it already becomes affected with douche. Here the Gemara says that even if the ACS were written 100 years ago, but now by the lapse of time, the ink faded away, so it has no Gdusha. So it's a Gemara Mefureshes neged Balamoya. But I don't think that there is a Gemara Mefureshes neged Balamoya. We see from that Gemara that even though it's a Pshites, that where Isias vomit, and then the ink faded away, so then it's a Pshites, that it's not affected by Gdusha. Still, it is very likely that if the Isias did not fade away, but there are blank portions in the cloud that were never intended to write Isias upon them, then it has the same issue. So, what's the difference? So, apparently, now, there are two alternatives. It's a binary issue. So, there is one alternative in the Gemara, that while the Finally, Sivator, that was weak, and then by the lapse of time, the AC has been faded away, is definitely not Kodesh, not affected to Tushas Kisakilish. But if the AC has been not faded away, so then, not only the written parchment is affected to the Tushe of Sivator, but even the unwritten parchment, the blank parchment, the the bottom, on top, on the sides, between the lines, is also affected with the same vision as the How can that be understood? In one case, you have no ACS, and in the other case, you have no ACS. On the contrary, in one case, you have no ACS now, but yesterday you had ACS. A year ago, you had ACS. In the other case, you never had ACS, and you never expected ACS to be removed. So, in the case where you never had ACS, so that is Kodesh, according to one alternative in the Abaye. And the case where you had ACS, but the heat faded away, so it's a pshites, that there's no Kodesh. So the answer is very simple. Why is the case where you never had ACS more following Dushe than the case where it had ACS, but the heat faded away? Because the Dushe of Sefer Torah takes effect, the Kedusha of Sator of Tefillah of Mezuzahs takes effect through the combination of the Ksav of the ACS and the Kav. You cannot have ACS, Vav. And suppose somebody would miraculously write ACS Vav here, it still wouldn't have Kedusha. So the Kedusha of the ACS of Sefer Torah takes effect dafke through this imminent union between the parchment and the tangible and the intangible. Dafke, through this imminent union between the tangible and the intangible, the union between the ACS, the Ksav, and the parchment. That's how the Kedusha takes effect. I suppose it's possible to make ACS Vavia. It's possible. But that will not help Kedusha. That will not help Kedusha of Tisra Kedesh. Because the Kedusha takes effect dafke through the union, the imminent union between the ACS and the parchment. So Bemele, and once you write on parchment ACS, so then there is an imminent union. It becomes one thing. So everything becomes affected in the same Kedusha. So that's why the Gemara says, if you wrote the ACS on the Sefer Torah, on the cloth of the film, on the Dursus of the Mezuzah, so then the two became imminently united one with another. So even the blank parchment also became affected in the same Kedusha. Masha'inke, if it faded away by the rest of time, so an account of the fact that the Kedusha took effect as a result of this combination, when this combination, this union terminates, so it's mafkia the Kedusha. So in Mele, there is no kasha against the Balamoya. The Balamoya says that even before the ACS are written on the parchment, but the moment he was miami the parchment to such an extent that the parchment became fully adapted, fully muksha for the ACS of the Sefer Torah, the ACS of the film of the Mezuzah to be written on it, then it becomes affected with good dushi, not ashmishi dushi, but good dushi. So the Ramban asks the Kashe, but the Gemara says, Ozlo Ksav, Ozlo Dushoso. So isn't it a kalachimur of logic that if in the case where the ACS war and war united for 100 years, but now after 100 years, the ink faded away. So the Dushi is Poka, Salahas Kamur Hano, the Ramban says, where the ACS are yet to be written, that until they are written, So the cloud, which is completely blank, just an aspiration of the Sefer in the future to write ACS on it, that it should not as yet be affected with the ship. That's what the Ramban says. But Ramban says, no, there is no. It doesn't necessarily follow, because on the contrary, he says, where the Kedusha of the good Kedusha takes effect as a result of the imminent combination. So remember we say that not only does the cloud become affected with Kedusha at the moment that the Aesias are united with the tangible cloud. As long as the cloud was so processed that it is fully Muksha for this imminent union to take place, so the cloud immediately becomes affected with Kedusha. But in the case where, by the lapse of time, the Aesias faded away, that's imaftia. But in the case where the Aesias were not as yet written, and in all probability, it's going to be written, and there will be an imminent union between the Aesias and the cloud, so then it becomes immediately affected with Kedusha. So there is no kasha. But anyway, we see a machlokes between the Balamoya, and the Rambam, as to whether, according to Balamoya, that's a big finish. So, if you are now with the cloth, and the cloth is already adapted, is already muksha, for the ksach to be written on it, so then it becomes immediately affected with Kedusha. So, in other words, according to Balamoya, obviously, if we say that has money milsim, or let's say, as the Balmoya says, that everybody agrees that by good Kedusha has money is milsim. So maybe once you are mi'abed the klav l'shem Kedusha sivator or l'shem Kedusha tefillin, so it becomes affected with good Kedusha of sivator and tefillin. Suppose then, but after it was mi'abed L'shem Kedusha Sivator, somebody will take it and burn it. According to Baal Moya, will be even allowed the Raisa of Risasi Kilan Shamir. Because it's good Kedusha already. It's good Kedusha. According to Ramban, not. Because according to Ramban, until this actual imminent union between the cloud and the Aesias takes place, so then it's not affected with good Kedusha. And the Ramban mentions the Raya from the Gemara in Shabbos. But according to Balmoya, it's no hechach on the Gemara in Shabbos. There is a mafkia. The fact that the ink faded away is mafkia, is a mafkia. But where it's already adapted so that the Aesias could be written on it, then there is no afkoye. So the group of Kedusha is chal.
Rabbi, if a person changes his mind, should it be no worse than if it's fades?
No, so he's not allowed to change his mind. When it fades, it fades. But here it didn't fade. He changes his mind. He's not allowed to change his mind. He cannot change his mind. All right. What mean he's not allowed to change his mind that he must write the Aesias? In other words, if the Kedusha remains, he is not mechuyev to write, but he has to begin as it. All right. Now, so there are so many aloches in the Rishayim here on this sugi. Alright. So, Vafuke Vahuf et Yibu ke Kaddish. Vyoma Klum, the Grimun Shal Psi, and Abba Agav, Ksavu de Kaddish. Vyozole, Ksavu Ozole Vishosaye, Kiyise Vyokokis Vyakidesh. Vyilka. Loidomu Leg Vahuf.